Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Listen, most people have heard of clay pigeon shooting, right? Also known as clay target shooting. This is the art of shooting at special flying targets known as clay pigeons or clay targets with a shotgun or some type of firearm. And I can see where it can be a fun recreational activity, a competitive event. It's a great way to exercise your aiming skills without hurting or killing a living being. And I'm sure there are sport hunters who practice clay shooting to hone in on their shooting to kill skills. So now imagine if you replace the clay pigeons with real live pigeons, where you release one at a time and the shooter tries to shoot them, or imagine many birds being released at once and the goal is to kill as many as you can. What do you call this? Do you call this hunting? Do you call this a sport? Well, believe it or not, back in 1900 in Paris at the second modern Olympics, live pigeon shooting was one of their events. And the object of this event was to shoot and kill as many birds as possible. The birds were released in front of a participant, and the winner was the competitor who shot down the most birds from the sky. And nearly 300 birds were killed in this event back in 1900. And you can imagine the messy scene in the end where dead and injured birds on the ground and blood and feathers all over the place. And due to public outrage and at the cruelty, it was never granted official status and obviously never again in the Olympics. So do live pigeon shoots still exist today? Well, in 1921, because of the cruelty inherent in this activity, live pigeon shoots were banned in Great Britain, and with the growth of the humane movement in the United States, they were outlawed in a growing number of states. But sadly, Pennsylvania is the only state where live pigeon shoots are held openly. Now, back in February of 2010, a great friend of Animals Today, Steve Hindy, from the organization SHARC, Showing Animals Respect and Kindness, was on the show educating us about these shoots. So you can go on the archives on Animals Today at animalstodayradio.com. Go to the archive section, and please listen to that hour. It's a great hour. It really will educate you about this this cruelty. And today, Steve is with us here again to give us an update on the pigeon shoots in Pennsylvania. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Lori. How are you?
I'm great. Steve, just to get everyone up to speed here, please describe what happens at these live pigeon shoots.
Well, it's much as you described. There's boxes called traps, and they put these pigeons in. The trap is a little bit bigger than a shoebox, so it's really very small and cramped for the pigeon. The box is actually a little catapult. When it opens, it flings the bird up into the air, because these birds are being kept in cages. The birds that have been rescued from these shoots tend to be emaciated. They don't properly give them food or water because, I mean, they're just going to shoot them. So they're not going to spend a whole bunch of money on this stuff. And the traps typically have a small, well, the little floor has got an electric pad on it. So they actually shock the bird as the bird is being flung into the air. And there's 9 boxes spread out in front of the shooter. And one of the boxes flings a bird out. He yells, pull, bird is flung up, and he shoots at it. And another bird flung up, he yells, pull again, another bird is flung up, and he shoots at the bird. And this happens, they get five birds per round, and this, you know, depending on how many shooters there are and how many rounds they shoot, I mean, the Higgins, the infamous and now deceased Higgins pigeon shoot in Pennsylvania, they would kill somewhere between 5,000 and 7,000 birds in one day.
Wow.
Most shoots are somewhat smaller, but a day of shooting can still be thousands of animals. It's certainly hundreds of lives snuffed out from people who could be shooting clay pigeons, which are much, much harder. They're much faster. They can be more erratic. A live pigeon that isn't really wanting to fly on its own, but is being flung up and electroshocked on the way, tends to, you know, just kind of open up their wings and flutter for a while. In fact, many times when a bird is only wounded or not hit at all and still able to fly, they will fly in circles right in the shoot area. I'm talking about, we can be talking about a minute or more. They can be there for a couple, 3 minutes flying in circles trying to get their bearings. And it's just one of the saddest things that you've ever seen, because these are people this is not for the poor. These birds can cost them, you know, $5 a shot. But they have this need. It's almost like a vampiric need for blood. They don't want to get their hands dirty. They don't want to have to stalk their victims. So they just walk up to a line where the pigeons have been loaded into boxes by young people. And then after the birds are shot, those that are shot and recoverable, right there, they pick them up, you know, these young people, and they're like pulling their heads off. We've seen them, you know, stomped. They're thrown into the barrels alive. And the birds that are merely wounded, but are able to fly 50 or 100 feet or half a mile or whatever, they're just on their own. They're on their own. And in Pennsylvania, I think this is so important to point out, that Pennsylvania's laws, current laws, this is illegal. This is illegal, clearly illegal. And yet the authorities are so under the thumb of the National Rifle Association, so completely under the thumb of the NRA, that they will not put a stop to it. Not anybody, not from the local district attorneys to the local police, all the way up to the governor's office.
Incredible. And you know what? It just made me sick, Steve. I did see on one of your YouTubes young children retrieving the injured birds from the killing field. I mean, young kids, they must be 14, 15 years old, retrieving these birds, involved in this activity.
I remember seeing one kid at Higgins that was so young he could not yet speak. And he had to hold the birds up as high as he could to keep them from dragging on the ground. I mean, we're talking about a kid that was maybe four. He was just a toddler. Out there, I don't know what they put in the water or what, but you've got these people that this is what they do. They're not interested in being real men and women. They're not interested in any kind of real sport. This is what they do. They walk up to a killing line and they blast away at pigeons that are emaciated, and the more suffering they can cause, the bigger they seem to think they are.
Right. And they're emaciated because, are you saying they've been obtained maybe months ago and they're cramped in cages and they don't offer adequate food and water? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes. Whether they are coop raised, because we see that too, because you need a steady supply. If your supply, where maybe they're capturing them from railroad yards or cities or whatever, and illegally, by the way, in New York, it is illegal to transport pigeons out of the state, you know, to shoot them. It's actually against the law. But there are people who do it, because the people who are doing this, so the shooters are very wealthy and very politically connected. And they're dealing with, like, then the bottom of the social ladder, where the people who will just do anything to make a buck. It's a very, you know, if you put the animal cruelty aside for just a moment, it's a rather interesting study of society, because you've got these so-called blue bloods who think they can do anything and pretty much can get away with it, dealing with, you know, what we would, you know, kind of refer to as the losers. I mean, I think they're all losers, every single one of them, from the top to the bottom. And then you've got the political, you know, the politicians, from Governor Tom Corbett, who's just a shill for the National Rifle Association, down to the district attorneys from both parties. I'm not just hitting Republicans or Democrats here. They're both involved. You've got some good people in each party who are trying to fight it. And unfortunately, you have more people from each party who are keeping it going, either because they're on the take from the NRA, or at least sufficiently intimidated to not do the right thing.
Right. And we're going to get more into that later. And we got to take a break in a few seconds. But real quick, Steve, who participates in this blood sport? I know you mentioned the type of person. They're pretty much borderline psychopaths since they get enjoyment out of doing this blood sport. But is it primarily Pennsylvanian residents, or do people from other states come to Pennsylvania because they couldn't get away with such cruelty in their own state?
Well, you have a mix. There are certainly Pennsylvanians who are involved, and they tend to be very wealthy, you know, again, politically connected Pennsylvania. And then you have a lot of people who are coming from New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida. I mean, we've seen them in Illinois or in Pennsylvania at Pennsylvania Shoes from Illinois, which is where we come from Texas. There, yeah. Some of these guys, like, for instance, one guy just installed a heliport.
Wow.
You know, I guess some of his customers are going to fly in.
Incredible. Steve, we got to take a break.
Sure,
go away. Sure. We're speaking to Steve Hindy with Shark. We're talking about pigeon shoots. You got to stay tuned for this. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. You're listening to Animals Today.
Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere by anybody, so they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually in the U.S. On average, 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life. For more information, please visit our website, desertpaws.org. Again, that website is www.desertpaws.org. And save a life. Save a pet's life today.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale at our end of summer clearance. Laminates are up to 50% less. Solid exotic hardwood up to 46% less. Bamboo flooring up to 30% less. Plus, get special extended financing. If it's in stock, it's on sale. That's over 340 floors at incredibly low summer clearance prices. But you must pick it up before the month ends. Don't miss out. End of summer clearance ends Sunday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking to Steve Hindy with the organization SHARC. Steve, before we move on, tell us, are my listeners, the website they can go to learn more about this?
NRACruelty.com, as in National Rifle Association. NRACruelty.com.
Right.
We're calling out the NRA. You know, they're the big bullies we say in America we're against bullying, but these are the bullies of the United States. And we're calling them out, and so far they're running because, like all bullies, they're afraid of a real confrontation.
Yeah, Steve, you know, so tell us the position of the National Rifle Association, because one would think they would oppose such an activity like this where the participants look so moronic.
Well, it's a no-brainer that they would oppose it, but they don't. Because apparently they really, the leadership of the NRA, we refer to the leadership of the NRA as the Al-Qaeda of the U.S. Because,
good,
you know, most NRA people are just, they're supporting the Second Amendment. Many of them may be hunters. Now, SHARC doesn't support hunting, but we do see a difference between hunting and blasting animals tossed out of boxes. So, it's, you know, when we call the NRA's leadership the Al-Qaeda of the U.S., that's what we mean, the leadership. Those people are a bunch of real radical extremists. And I would submit, when it comes to the treatment of animals, terrorists. They certainly terrorize and massacre animals at these pigeon shoots.
Now, you are aggressively and persistently going after the Pennsylvania State Police, who are permitting the shoots and more. What is your gripe with the police concerning pigeon shoots?
Well, the pigeon shooters, as I've mentioned, they can get away with anything. I mean, in the last year and a half, we've got the footage of a guy, good, clear, high-definition footage of a guy pulling a loaded semi-automatic pistol on us on a public street in a town called Warminster. Because the Warminster police are in so tight with that guy's boss, who is the pigeon shooter in question there, they let this guy get away with it. The same guy, a guy by the name of Joe Solana, had another person working on his property who intentionally hit me with a minivan. Again, clear video footage. That guy got off with a couple of parking tickets, never had to show up in court. This may sound like we're making this up. It's on YouTube. We don't make this stuff up. In fact, if we don't have it on video, we don't even talk about it. But
And I want to repeat to my listeners what you said. Pigeon shooting is illegal in Pennsylvania. This is not allowed. This is against the law. And it's funny that the police are really not on your side. So, Steve, I know you've challenged the NRA to a live debate. Have they responded?
Absolutely not. And they won't. They won't. They can't. They can't win this debate. So, like all bullies, you know, a bully is a real tough guy until he comes up against somebody who he knows will fight, and where the bully will likely lose. All of a sudden, he gets either very quiet or tries to befriend him. Well, they're not going to try and befriend us because that will never ever work. We don't make friends with bullies. But so what they're going to do is they're just going to pretend like we don't exist. But what I'm saying is, Tom Selleck, you know, the actor Tom Selleck, John Bolton, the big war hawk for the conservative side, and I say that with great disappointment because I am a conservative, but Ted Nugent, we all know Ted Nugent, he's a pigeon shooter. These are people that are in the, you know, they're the board members of the NRA. We're calling them out. We're saying, come on, you guys are supposed to have reputations, so stand up for what you do. And they won't. They're all going to run. Wayne LaPierre, biggest coward of them all. He makes lots of noise in his speeches and makes outrageous statements. Well, right now we're calling the bully out, and the bully's on the run.
Steve, people might say you're doing this because you are anti-gun or against the Second Amendment. How do you respond?
I am a gun owner. I own guns. I shoot guns. I'm not against guns. I am against people misusing guns, just as I'm against drunk drivers driving vehicles when they're drunk. I'm against people who will take a gun and use them in bad ways, because the best way, and I don't understand why the NRA doesn't get this, the best way to protect gun rights is to be responsible as you can be. And so when I see the NRA supporting pigeon shoots, and making this outrageous claim that, oh, banning Pennsylvania's pigeon shoots is the beginning of all hunting. Tell that to somebody in Texas or Montana or Arizona or whatever that, you know, hunts and doesn't have pigeon shoots, and they'd laugh at you. But in Pennsylvania, yeah, they'll use this extremist and, you know, paranoid talk to try and, you know, they'll do anything. The NRA's leadership will do and say anything to get their way. That, you know, they're bullies.
Steve, what can my listeners do to help you end live pigeon shooting?
We've got the NRA's 800 number up on NRAcruelty.com. And we're asking people, whether you're a member of the NRA or not, certainly if you're a member of the NRA, I would submit to you that as a supporter of the Second Amendment, you have a duty to call them up and call them right out. And if you're not a member, you should still call. And you should say, hey, you know, what are you doing? And if for no other reason. I mean, isn't it great when you can see good people standing up to bullies? And here, these bullies, the NRA's leadership, they bully, we're not just talking about pigeons. These people, they bully state representatives, U.S. representatives, senators, governors, presidents. I mean, these are the bullies of this country. And I think it's time that we stand up to them, because people like pigeon shooters, who are really despicable people. We've talked to, you know, sometimes people who know pigeon shooters, their neighbors, their business associates. Everybody dislikes them. They're genuinely bad people. They're genuinely just nasty all the way around. Oh, he was a great guy. It never happened. Look
right
at Ted Nugent. Perfect example of a pigeon shooter.
Right.
Shot at the infamous Higgins pigeon shoot. He's just,
yeah,
he's just a creep.
And a guy
who avoided the draft. I mean, it tells you everything you need to know about him. He's a big war hawk until he's the one who has to do the suffering. And then,
right,
and then, you know, he's on the run. Well, it's time to stand up to the bullies, because it's the bullies in this country and the bullies in this world, be they Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan or the Al-Qaeda of the U.S. in the NRA, who make our world tough to live in. They are the people who make life hard. When you stand up to the bullies are on the run. You put the bullies in their place, and life gets a lot better for all of us. Not just the pigeons, all of us.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the website, again, is NRAcruelty.com. Steve Hindy, thank you so much for all the great work you and Shark are doing. And listen, if I can get a representative from the NRA to come on the show, would you have a live debate with him?
Anytime, anywhere. It'll never happen because the bullies are on the run.
Well, I'm going to try. Okay,
Lori, thank
Steve.
Thank you to you and your entire team. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Steve.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
My dad's Mercedes E-Class has 26,000 miles on it, but I'm taking it to a billion zillion.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is 100% through and through a Mercedes-Benz. And right now, during our certified pre-owned sales event, you can get exceptional 1.99% financing on select models. Every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high. Plus, a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio.
Thanks in advance, Dad.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through October 1st. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned limited warranty and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations. Not all customers are qualified for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval.
The chilly weather's just around the corner, folks, and a lot of people will be adjusting their thermostat down to save money. Quicken Loans has an adjustable rate mortgage that saves money, too. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans, and I'd like to tell you about our amazing 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The initial rate on this great program is just 2.625%, APR 2.94%. Do you want to reduce the cost of your mortgage? Do you plan on moving or refinancing in the next 5 to 7 years? Do you want the lowest rate available? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, our Quicken Loans 7-1 arm could save you stacks of cash. Again, the super low initial rate is 2.625%, APR 2.94%, and it's locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Why pay a boatload more interest on a 30-year fix to borrow the same amount of money for the next 7 years? With a 7-1 arm, you don't have to. Call 800-QUICKEN right now. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Welcome back to Animals Today. Now we are very pleased to welcome Susan Dapsis, President of International Society for Animal Rights, or ISAR. ISAR was chartered in 1959 to expose and end the injustice and exploitation of animals and the suffering inflicted on them. ISAR uses law and education to further the cause of animal rights, and ISAR has just rolled out a new campaign concerning animal devocalization. Welcome, Susan.
Hello, Lori. Thank you for having us on the show.
Thanks for being on. Susan, many of our listeners are familiar with what devocalization is, but just to get everyone on the same page, briefly describe what is meant by devocalization of companion animals, how and why it's done, and why ISAR opposes it.
Well, very briefly, dogs and cats are devocalized by having their vocal cords soft tissue cut. And that brutality is inflicted by the veterinarian making a surgical incision in the dog or cat's neck, or the alternative is inserting stainless steel tools like scalpels and scissors through their mouths. And what it does, devocalization takes away the animal's voice. And although devocalization is almost always performed for the convenience of the animal's custodians, the motivations differ. Real briefly, for example, large-scale breeders, they have an interest in keeping down the noise level of countless dogs in their puppy factories.
Right.
Or a backyard breeder has, you know, concerns about the neighbors and the noise. And sometimes devocalization, it's a compromise between children who want a dog or cat and parents who don't want loud vocalization. And there's much to be said about devocalization, and this can be found on our website, Stop Devocalization Now. But just what I've said so far, I think, should suffice to demonstrate that
sure. The
devocalization, it's cruel, it's brutal, it's dangerous, it's immoral, and in its treatment of animals, as if they were inanimate objects to be used and abused by humans without regard to their ability to experience pain and to live natural lives. And that's why ISAR is opposed to it.
Yes. Well, very well said. And I often call it an inconvenience surgery or a mutilating surgery, because that's what it does. And
It is
amazing to me that veterinarians would perform this cruel and painful and horrible procedure. So you mentioned your ISAR's new campaign, Stop Devocalization Now. Please describe it to us.
Well, in order to precipitate a national discussion about devocalization and to arm like-minded people and organizations such as ISAR who want to end the practice, ISAR created the Stop Devocalization Now project, and our website, Stop Devocalization Now, is an international resource that provides all information possible about devocalization to individuals who want to end the practice of devocalization in their states.
And so basically, what are ISAR's goals in addressing the issue of devocalization? Where do you see this heading?
Well, ISAR has decided that, consistent with our nonprofit efforts on behalf of animal rights, devocalization, when not performed solely for the medical benefit of dogs and cats, but instead for the convenience of humans, it must be ended. It's got to be ended throughout the United States. And to accomplish our goal, ISAR created our Stop Devocalization Now project. What it does is it provides ammunition to like-minded people throughout the United States and abroad. Our website, Stop Devocalization Now, provides all the information possible about banning devocalization. And with the help of caring individuals whose volunteer participation we sincerely solicit, this is one battle that dogs and cats can win.
So, Susan, the website contains ISAR's model statute restricting devocalization and ISAR's published model statutes for other animal rights issues. How can people use this model statute to promote restrictions on devocalization in their city, state, or municipality?
Well, Lori, people should make their legislators aware of and provide to him or her the material contained in ISAR's model anti-devocalization statute. Anyone who goes to ISAR's website, Stop Devocalization Now, clicks on the activism link, they're going to find a wealth of information on the subject there.
The site also gives tips to people who may write letters to the editor of newspapers and magazines about devocalization. What should letter writers keep in mind?
Well, letters should explain why the writer is writing. For example, a shelter director explaining that devocalized dogs and cats are harder to place. The letters should be short. They should be to the point and polite. Letters should explain why the writer is writing, and writers can incorporate some of the material that's on ISAR's website into their letters. And they should make a point that there is a growing movement throughout the United States to ban the procedure, with a very limited exception for medical necessity. And also the point that this procedure is banned in many other countries.
Yeah. And isn't it amazing, Susan, that veterinarians still support this and perform this procedure?
It is. And you know, I know, well, I'm sure you're aware of recently, too, of a large veterinary hospital with offices throughout the United States who has now stopped performing the procedure.
Yeah. And now Massachusetts, was that was the first state that did ban it, huh?
That was the very first state, yes. Uh-huh. And our model legislation is modeled after that, actually. If you go, like I said, to our website, Stop Devocalization Now, we have Massachusetts, the text to their legislation on there, and then our statute there as well.
Very good. So it's Stop Devocalization Now. Susan Dapsis, President of International Society for Animal Rights, thank you so much for the information.
Thank you, Lori.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. What do you think?
Good project.
Yeah. You know, I remember we did bring on a few individuals, a veterinarian, and the group that was instrumental in passing the Massachusetts legislation about devocalization,
yeah.
And another expert in the field. What was it, 2 years ago maybe?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, so hopefully we're heading in a good direction here.
And the animals, they need to vocalize.
I know. It's the way about them, right?
And then they can't control their saliva. They're chronically wheezing, right?
Right.
I mean, it causes...
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not a clean surgery.
No.
Where
oh.
they're just as good as new, except for their bark is gone.
Oh, I
they're
exactly.
Scarring.
I heard they're scarry. I read that many of them have, they constantly choke on their food and water. They're coughing. They struggle to breathe.
Yeah.
Some people die from the procedure itself.
Some animals die from
some it. Animals. What did I say? People. Yeah, well, you want to do this to some people, not animals. But so it really is... It really is a horrific, mutilating procedure.
So, people should go also visit ISAR's website, isaronline.org.
ISAR, I-S-A-R, online.org.
Right.
Right.
To see all the stuff that they are up to in terms of legal rights for animals around the world.
Yeah.
All sorts of aspects there.
Yeah. And you know, it's similar to decline.
Yeah, very analogous.
Yeah, it really is. It's really a unnecessary, inhumane, and it's considered a convenient surgery.
Yeah.
So what do you got in the news? We have maybe a minute left. Do you have something quick you can tell us?
Well, since we
tease us.
Speaking about hunting earlier,
yeah.
I will tell you that a 63-year-old man in Pennsylvania was convicted of involuntary manslaughter. He shot from his vehicle, from thinking he was shooting a deer, a doe, shot a man, killed him, and misidentified his target. This is in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
So he has not been sentenced yet. He thought he was shooting a deer. You're not allowed to shoot from your car, obviously.
Yeah.
And another horrible, and the guy was walking his dog.
Wow.
So,
wow.
What do you say to that?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you have more stuff for us after the break?
Yes.
Okay.
More news
good.
From the FDA.
Yeah, okay. I see all your paperwork there. Okay, don't go away. More with Peter in the news right after the break. You're listening to Animals Today.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG for as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs. This message is sponsored by Desert Paws. Visit them at desertpaws.org.
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match for the dangers of today's world. The good news is animal behaviorists say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and much healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a sobbing child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there are no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you, don't give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late.
This message is brought to you by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale at our end of summer clearance. Laminates are up to 50% less. Solid exotic hardwood up to 46% less. Bamboo flooring up to 30% less. Plus, get special extended financing. If it's in stock, it's on sale. That's over 340 floors at incredibly low summer clearance prices. But you must pick it up before the month ends. Don't miss out. End of summer clearance ends Sunday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Hey, fans. Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure. A fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now.
Welcome back to the show. This is Animals Today. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lori.
So, what's going on?
It's so interesting that that song just came on because I have to tell you about some dog treat issues. Treat issues.
Uh-huh.
And I will tell you that Castle Industries of Denver has voluntarily recalled its Boots and Barkley 6-count, 5-inch American beef bully sticks because it may be contaminated with salmonella.
Oh.
This happened just a few days ago. And it's interesting. They found in a routine sampling by the State of Colorado Department of Agriculture, some of the finished products contained salmonella.
Wow.
And as you know, people and dogs can get very sick from salmonella.
Yeah.
Pets may be lethargic or have diarrhea or bloody diarrhea, fever, vomiting. Some pets only will have decreased appetite. People can get very similar things with nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bloody diarrhea. And another thing I've learned is that a healthy pet can be a carrier for salmonella and infect other people or animals. So there's this constant surveillance. These came through Target from April to September 2012, and you can go to www.fda.gov and find out what to do.
So an animal can be a carrier, meaning they carry the salmonella bacteria, and they don't have symptoms. And how is it transmitted to other people? Through the stools?
You know, I don't know how it gets
How
it gets transmitted.
Okay.
But is that you have to have surveillance of the food products all the time.
Sure.
Yeah. And this comes on the following a large release from also from the FDA talking about animal illnesses linked in general to jerky pet treats. And this has been an ongoing issue since 2007 when the FDA became aware of increasing numbers of pets getting illnesses that were associated with the consumption of jerky pet treats. And the majority of those involved chicken jerky, like treats and tenders and strips, but also other things like duck, sweet potato, and treats like that.
Sweet potato too?
Yeah.
Oh, we give our dogs sweet potato jerky treats.
I know.
Uh-oh.
So the FDA has received about 2,200 reports of pet illnesses which may be linked to consumption of the jerky treats. Mostly dogs are affected, cats also, but mostly dogs. Over the past 18 months, the reports have about 360 canine deaths and one feline death from this.
Wow.
Now, they have been actively investigating these reports, and no definitive cause has been determined, even though the previous story, they are suspecting contamination with salmonella. They've looked into innumerable possible etiologies for these. They've sampled for contaminants like salmonella, metals, furans, pesticides, antibiotics, mycotoxins, rodenticides, nephrotoxins, all sorts of stuff like that. They were screened, and they just can't consistently identify what is causing these illnesses. They have tested products for toxic metals and heavy metals, and those all have been negative.
Wow.
Now, a lot of these come from China. Over the past 10 years, you should know that a dramatic increase in the importation of pet food from China has occurred. Okay, so it's estimated that in 2011, 86 million pounds of pet food came from China, and pet treats, including the jerkies, are the fastest growing segment in the pet food market, as you know. So the signs of the illnesses are primarily gastrointestinal, vomiting, diarrhea with blood and or mucus, or severe cases have pancreatitis or gastrointestinal bleeding. That dogs can get kidney function problems, frequent urination, increased urination, severe thirst, kidney failure even.
Wow.
So what to do? Well, the FDA has a couple of bits of advice. One is that remember that your pets don't need pet jerky treats until they figure this out. You can just eliminate and just feed them regular food and maybe perhaps something else as a treat or no treat at all.
Right, which would be the safest thing to do.
Yeah. And then If you choose to feed them, you want to watch your pet for any of those signs following giving it to them, because they really don't know what is causing these problems. By the way, they also are going to start looking into irradiation byproducts, so as a possible etiology. They're consulting with NASA on that. So there's the update on the pet jerky treat.
Thanks.
Phenomenon,
yeah.
Which is where it's going to go, who knows?
Yeah, very interesting information. Thank you.
Then I wanted to share with you this interesting story of a mother and son who abandoned 30 dogs who were crammed into crates. This is the latest in stupid people and what they do to animals. They this is in Laguna Hills Park. Mother and son were found to have just deposited in two crates filled with 30 dogs stacked upon one another. And they pleaded guilty to counts of misdemeanor, abandonment, and mistreatment and animal neglect. And this was a mother-son team, by the way. The mother was sentenced to 3 years of informal probation, restitution, in order to undergo intensive mental health counseling for a year. How about that? 180 days in jail was stayed, and the son pleaded guilty to one misdemeanor count of animal abandonment, according to the report.
So, what happened to the animals?
The animals were picked up, and they are in either adopted or have been placed in non-profit animal shelters.
Okay.
So they were recovered, and all of them
have
been placed.
Yeah.
And
you know,
as you go through these stories like we do, they're too many to count and too frequent to really keep track of.
Right.
It really
all
is
the time.
It really is incredible.
But how about part of the sentencing is that they should never own an animal again?
Yes, that's goes.
It doesn't go without saying, right?
No, it doesn't go without saying, but you do see that in some of the sentences.
Yeah, but not in this case.
And also, you know, we've talked about this. Some communities, including some communities, are considering making that pet abuser registry.
Right.
So we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, that would be nice. And thank you for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet. The animals.